So this is Rockin' the Suburbs on the road from Brett Motif's house in Vienna, Virginia. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Brett Motif, the host.
And then with us for today's episode of Perfect Pop is our good friend, Mr. Mike Snyder.
Snyder.
Mike. I'm another resident of Vienna. Thank you for having me. You know, I'm going to have to wash my clothes and so forth, but I'm happy to be here, you know, because, you know, the grease fry thing is not going to work when I go home.
Us Vienna guys, we stick together.
That's
had that Sturgill Simpson hoodie on all week, which is lovely.
This is part of the Vienna basement crawl, right? That we could just do.
Yeah. We'll go to Mike's next. How about that?
Sell tickets.
Sounds good.
That.
Yeah. Maybe I can get Radke to show up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, let me know next time they're in town.
Absolutely. I do. I've been bugging them.
It's really fun with them. So anyway, people have no idea what we're talking
about. Not perfect pop, but perfect rock.
Oh, yes. Perfect rock. Absolutely. All right. So, as I mentioned, we do an occasional series on the show called Perfect Pop, where we have friends of ours and other people we know, whether or not they're friends, come and talk to us about a song that they think is perfect. And Mike, I know you're going to get into this a little bit, but there was some conversation among the group on, you know, what constitutes a pop song. And the way Patrick and I define it is really just anything in popular music. And then it's up to you as the chooser to decide how you define a perfect pop song. Does that make sense? It's very loose in our minds, and maybe it's confusing to other people.
I'm kind of a guy that has to segment his brain. So I think of pop as things that have been on the top, you know, the Billboard chart.
Hits
of 100
I
hit
do the
songs.
Same thing as you've heard, yeah.
So it's interesting, because when you guys asked me to come to this, I need an editor, and I need somebody to read things to me, but I thought it was just perfect song. So I was like, you know, I have 3 or 4 that fit this. I mean,
that was what I said, because I didn't want people to get hung up on the pop thing. We just call it perfect pop because it sounds good.
Sure. But it was cool, because then I read perfect pop. I'm like, so this made me think about some other songs that I like or I respect. So I had this song, and we'll get to that in a little bit, which fits in all these categories. But I thought, oh, perfect pop. Okay. So these are songs that were hits that I liked and had an effect on me. So it's kind of wild. I mean, I thought of Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you not? I don't think I own that song.
I have the album and I have the CD and monstrous album.
I've seen him play it live. It was electric. And it's, I mean, when you hear that song, you get a feeling. I mean, you wish you were dancing on the ceiling. I mean,
I always do.
And then I thought
that song's about being high, right?
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Gotta be.
Right? Well, or high or on something beyond what we think of as making you high. But
right. Is that Can't Slow Down? Is that the album? Is that it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And that Lionel Richie album is massive.
Do you have an intern who can check on that for us real quick?
Research in the back room?
Yeah. So anyway, move on. That's not your pick for today, right?
So then I thought, well, you know, but then what pop songs do I like and I own? And I thought of, I mean, Paul McCartney is one of my favorite artists. And I thought when he put out a song with Michael Jackson, Say, 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 I love that song at the time.
Great song.
That is a perfect pop song, in my opinion. When Doves Cry, Prince, perfect pop song. The recently passed away Tom Petty, Free Fallin' is a perfect pop song. It's not my favorite Tom Petty song, but it's a perfect pop song. But then I'm like, you know, okay, the song I had originally thought of as my perfect song, which has been one of my favorite songs all my life, was In My Life by the Beatles. Okay. And I don't think anybody can argue it's not a perfect song.
One of the greatest songs of all time, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, you can read that. You don't need the music. That's what makes it perfect, is you can read it. And you don't need the music, and still, like poetry. Mm-hmm. Then you listen to it, and it evokes things in you. It's not just John Lennon telling you something. You can equate that to things in your life, and you see pictures of your own life, mm-hmm. not just what John Lennon was thinking of. That's why I think it's perfect.
There are places I remember. Living in my
actually feel kind of speechless about this one, because what can you say about it, really? It really is expertly done.
Listening to the lyrics of that, and obviously it's Lennon McCartney and the vocals and what they're saying, you can get choked up listening to this song.
Well, these were people that were, they were artists and songwriters that were beginning to hit their full strength.
That's right.
When this album came out, Rubber Soul, and then Revolver came out. I mean, this is them at their powers. Yeah. And but this was like a very concentrated, almost like a stripped down song, which is why it always stuck with me, you know. And often you see this song is used for memorials on award shows and things like that. It really hits you.
It has become essentially a standard. You know, and that was what, if you think of the Beatles, in a lot, you know, people obviously credit the Beatles with sort of, you know, kickstarting rock music into the era that really continues on today. But in a lot of ways, they carried on the sort of songbook tradition of, you know, like Frank Sinatra, the songwriters who wrote for Frank Sinatra, things like that, in writing a whole new songbook of essentially standards. And that's where this, I think, really fits in.
Yeah, and I think you said it right, Mike. Between, at least for me, Rubber Soul and Revolver was absolutely the, you know, a creative zenith that amazing. I don't think has ever been seen since, right?
With the guitars and drums and bass. And we can argue all night about, want Rubber Soul and you get Revolver.
Exactly.
No, wait, and about an hour later, we're changing.
You could. Yeah, and you can pick songs on there, and 5 minutes later, you're changing your perfect pop song to another one on one of those albums, know? But you're right. I think the simplicity of this song is what's so deceiving. It's, you know, we've heard Jim and I have interviewed, you know, many musicians over the past 2-3 years, right? And we've heard so many people say it's so, the hardest thing to do is write something simple yet endearing. And this, you can't get much more simple. Just think of the way the drums and the percussion accent the breaks in this song, and you know, the simplicity of that guitar figure. Yeah, it's just inarguable, yeah.
And while you can argue this is not technically a perfect pop song, because it wasn't charted, it wasn't a single,
right?
But I mean, it I think it stands out among people who are Beatles fans. Absolutely. as one of their perfect songs.
Yeah, and there's nothing you would change about it, you know. And that's part of this.
It's
for
perfect.
Me is
really,
like,
is
what
perfect.
Could you rearrange and make better? There's nothing. Like, it really is no perfect. Wow, a great choice.
Amazing choice. Mm-hmm. Thank you for picking that. I know it well. I've heard it a lot, and
you know, it's one of, you know, what I love about it is, and you probably feel the same way, Brad, is that I can hear that anytime.
Yeah,
and I never want to hear it end. Yep. You know, and I'm ready to hear it the next time too.
I feel exactly the same way. I can tell. That's fantastic. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Kind of shook us up, Mike.
Thanks for having me. Next time I'll play some Weird Al Yankovic or something.
And you got us kind of in a mode now, you know, but that's what that song does to you.
It's beautiful.
All right. Well, you know, we do this occasionally, this series. And so, well, you know, you can come on again and make another pick as long as it's not Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
And well, of course, you know, Mike, you're always welcome to come on and talk about anything. I like the Sturgill Simpson hoodie.
Very
you're
nice.
Wearing today.
Very nice.
Very nice.
You never know when you're going to wake up at Snyder's basement, too, which is great.
It's happened to all
nice
of
thing
us.
About rocking the suburbs. Yeah.
Okay, so we would love to hear from listeners on their perfect pop song picks,
very
and
much.
Then we will do this again, maybe with a week of listener picks. We've done that before. We'd love
generally
to do that.
We'll round
that
them
would
up.
Be really
it might
nice.
Take a while, but we'll do it.
The best thing to do is call the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. Thank you, Brett.
Smooth tones of Brett.
You leave a message there, then that way we can put your voice on a future episode, and you know, not only tell us what song you think is perfect, but also why. That really helps out. Makes us understand where you're coming from. You can, if you'd rather, email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can message us on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. You know, you can write longer on the Twitter now. So
you can go 280, man.
That's right.
So,
280
yeah,
is a lot of information.
That should be enough
talk
to explain.
About in my life in 280. Good for you.
And what else? What am I forgetting here? Oh, yeah. Brett has a little public service
announcement.
Well,
you want to rate and review Rock in the Suburbs on iTunes. You want to rate it 5 stars. You want to write a nice review. It helps us in our analytics, gets us to the top of the list, and we're gonna be number one before you know it.
There you go. So do all that, and you can find the show, as mentioned, on iTunes or Audio Boom or lots of other podcast places. All right. Are we all set?
I think we're set.
This wraps up our week. Mm-hmm. This week of Perfect Pop, but we have a bonus episode.
We do. It's going to be great.
That you'll hear I think in a couple of weeks, our friend Bobby Padovic is also going to make a perfect pop song.
One of
pick.
My favorite drummers of all time.
So you won't want to miss that. Oh, yes.
Well,
I'm
since
sure
we're
it's
wrapping,
gonna be epic.
Wrapping the week up, I wanted to thank you guys for being here all week. It's been a pleasure having you guys.
It's been a great place, Brett. Thanks for having everybody.
You know, my wife wants you guys to get out. after I personally could keep you guys, I don't know, all football season at least, right? We'll stay all winter.
Do we have to call a the fumigation team or anything?
We'll bring in some specialists after we're gone. But yeah, it's been so great having you guys. Thanks for bringing the show here. It's been a real honor to have you guys here and been fun.
Thanks, Brett.
And let's do it again real soon.
I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Brett Motif.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
And we'll talk to all of you again later. Oh, I know I'll never lose affection. Stop and think about them.
Kind of shook us up, Mike.